Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When it comes to terrorism, we will do whatever is necessary to protect our nation. We will defend our citizens and our borders. We are also securing our immigration system as a matter of both national and economic security. America is a cutting-edge economy, but our immigration system is stuck in the past. We must replace our current system of extended family chain migration with a merit-based system of admissions that selects new arrivals based on their ability to contribute to our economy, to support themselves financially, and to strengthen our country.
That was the President of the United States moments ago in his speech in Davos. Joining us now to discuss an immigration policy that just came out from the White House yesterday on all of this is Jessica Vaughn. She's the Director of Policy Studies for the Center for Immigration Studies. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I want to mention, you know, Mark Krikorian, who's the executive director over there at CIS, has said it's time to start burning the MAGA hats, he said, in reaction to the White House's new immigration policy. Tell us why you're not happy with it.
Well, that's going to be the reaction a lot of people have, because this framework that was announced doesn't actually accomplish the things that the president has been saying he wanted to accomplish with the DACA deal. First of all, it's an amnesty for 2.5 times more people than the illegal immigrants who have DACA. So it's a much bigger amnesty than has been on the table, really. Secondly, an amnesty would not be such a huge deal if it were accompanied by offsets in chain migration that's inevitable under our current system. And this framework doesn't cut chain migration for at least 10 or 15 years because it allows everyone who's currently on the visa waiting list to come in at some point in the future. So that's what we're talking about, 3.9 million people who are on that immigrant visa waiting list, plus the 1.8 million green cards for the people getting the amnesty. That's a huge increase in legal immigration. It's going to put pressure on the labor market, and there's no end in sight.
So with that math,
migration benefits don't happen until down the road.
With that math, you're talking about up to 6 million new citizens over the course of the next 15 years or so.
That's right.
Okay, so
new legal permanent residents, new people with green cards are on a path to citizenship.
So Jessica, let me also ask you. I know that we've seen some reporting that there was a conference call yesterday with groups like yours and the White House. Stephen Miller, Jonathan Swan, saying that it was feisty. A lot of them hate the proposal. Can you tell us about that at all? Was your group involved in a call with the White House yesterday, and what was that like?
We were involved. It was an off-the-record call, though, so I can talk about the framework as it was presented.
Okay, so outside of that call, then,
obviously, yeah, the reaction has been very critical, primarily because of this failure to address the issue of chain migration, which is what, you know, the aspect of our immigration system that most needs to be modernized, and it's causing the most problems for Americans who are affected by immigration.
So Vince and I were discussing this earlier on the show. We were saying that we're just so surprised because when you make a deal with someone, you ask for everything. You put out there, I want this and I want this, and you ask for the whole pie. You ask for everything. It doesn't seem that the White House is doing that here. Are you surprised by that, and why do you think that is?
Well, I am surprised by it. It's very heavy on the border security aspects, which all of which are necessary, but a lot of that is already happening because of the Trump administration policy changes. So we're already making progress on that. For us groups that have studied this for a long time, the issue is how do you offset future legal immigration when you have an amnesty, because you don't want amnesties to encourage more illegal immigration and supercharge chain migration. So without real meaningful cuts in chain migration, there shouldn't be a deal, because it just becomes too much immigration. The enforcement is necessary, but that should never be negotiable.
The left is referring to this in the following ways, quote, a bill of cruelty. Also, the Statue of Liberty weeps, we're seeing. Representative Luis Gutierrez says the proposal is a ransom that doesn't pass the laugh test, and also that it would be far cheaper to erect a 50-foot concrete statue of a middle finger and point it towards Latin America. What do you make of the left's reaction here? Is this bill tough, or is it something that they would like?
It is tough on some enforcement. Now, it doesn't have E-Verify. It doesn't address the problem of sanctuaries, but it does address the problem with the asylum system and the influx of unaccompanied minors and families from Central America. And so, you know, they're not going to like that stuff. But with the mistake here is that neither the president nor congressional Republicans have yet challenged Democrats to say, look, you need to choose between an amnesty and future legal immigrants. Are you really willing to sacrifice the legalization program for the Dreamers just to preserve future immigration of more extended people who have not grown up here? So, you know, and I think that, you know, if they had really articulated the choice in those terms, I think that many in the Senate and House would have gone along with that and said, okay, if the DACA amnesty, the Dreamer amnesty, yep, is this important, this is what we're willing to do.
This is a fast-moving story. Glad you could join us on short notice. Thanks this morning, Jessica, for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.